North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here at North Idaho Radio, KSBT, KBFI. I am your host today, Bob Witte. It is our local hour, and I appreciate you joining us here on North Idaho Thursday. Sorry that we missed yesterday, Ricky's Top 10. We had it all lined up, and we had a guest who had to go to work instead of being on the radio. For what we pay? Are you kidding? And then Ricky got busy at the chamber and stuff, so we just couldn't get it together. It's actually a good thing that she's so busy and this other person has a job. So things are slowly trying to get back to normal around here. Unfortunately, there were 3 new COVID cases reported in Bonner County yesterday. I'm on the Panhandle Health District website now, and it appears that there's one more here in Bonner County today. Still none in Boundary County, which is great. But, you know, realistically here in North Idaho, I think we can expect to see that number rising probably next 30, 60 days as more and more visitors come to our area, which is great. Of course, our small businesses need the tourist business. That's how we survive the summers. But most of them are coming from areas that have a lot more infection of the virus than we've had around here. So it's a tough one, tough thing going on. So it's going to be a very interesting summer, needless to say. Just stay smart and stay safe. We've got an interesting show for you today, and a smart and safe one as well, as our guests will be joining us on the phone today. First up, our buddy William Friedman from the Pondere Garden Center will be with us. As with all the nurseries and garden centers around here anyway, they've been enjoying a unusually record-setting busy spring. We'll see how they've been handling, you know, the safety measures and so on, but so many people stuck at home or, you know, out of work looking for things to do and look bright, cheery things to do, like plant vegetables and do your garden. They've all been busy. He'll tell us what's going on at the Pondere Garden Center. And in our second segment, we'll be chatting with Misty Slater. She is the media specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. She'll fill us in on how the 2020 census is going and how you can benefit by responding and things like that. So looking forward to all that. I mentioned jobs. There is a business here in town in Coeur d'Alene called Integrated Personnel who's announced that they are presently hiring for many full-time and permanent positions. If you're looking for a job or know somebody who does in a Coeur d'Alene-Sandpoint area, they say that the jobs they hire for typically range from $13 to $24 an hour. What are we doing here? Our engineer said, let's go. Jobs they're looking for right now, general labor, like in the warehouse, lumber mills, production, assembly, things like that. They're also looking for skilled trades such as welders, machinists, and drivers. And best thing to do is go to IPLA, that's Integrated Personnel Labor.com, IPLABOR.com. And you could just Google them if you need to call them and have questions. So they are hiring. That's good news, you know. So we will keep our eye on that. Other things going on, lots of events coming up. We'll talk more about all of those later on in the show. But I can tell you that the live music is starting to pop up all over the place. Here in the Sandpoint area anyway. Let's see. Today is Friday. Tomorrow's Friday, June the 19th, let's say that. Benny Baker is playing at the Pondere Winery. Kevin Doran is at the Back Door tomorrow night. And Beargrass is playing at Matchwood Brewing Saturday. Pamela Benton is at the winery. Larry Hirschberg is at Eichart's Pub. Psychedelic folk, they say, is what Larry does. Bright Moments Jazz will be at the Back Door on Saturday. And Jackson Roltkin at Matchwood Brewing. And Utara Brewing, you know, there where Lightning Lube used to be, having their second anniversary party this Saturday with barbecue and entertainment and stuff. So it's good to see, you know, the sun's out. It's going to be like 75, 76 today, maybe a little warmer tomorrow. It's going to be summer this weekend, Father's Day weekend. So lots of things to celebrate and try to cheer us all up. Well, right now we are going to take our first break. When we come back, William Friedman from Pondere Garden Center will join us. And we'll be talking to him right after this.
The only mask you'll need to wear when you're on your TYM tractor from Jordan Sales and Service is the one to keep the dirt off your face while you're working on your place. Jordan's has the full line of TYM tractors from 19 horsepower to 105 horsepower, backed with a 6-year warranty. TYM tractors have you covered. Jordan Sales and Service is your rural lifestyle dealer and home of I Love My Tractor. Stop by today and see your new TYM tractor at Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Southeast Way in Post Falls, or on the web at jordansales.com.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Hello, this is Dan Clark from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. I'd like to thank everyone for their business and patience this past couple of months. It's been a very taxing time of uncertainty and concern for all. I've seen a lot of changes in my 50-plus years here at 307 Sherman Avenue, but I've never seen anything quite like this. We were already certain that love is essential, but to see how determined a man in love can be to get engaged has been the brightest light in these dark times. With so many events canceled, including graduations and weddings, it has been joyous to see love in its purest, will you marry me form, survive and flourish, hasn't it, Jane?
Yes, it certainly has, Dad. And I'm so grateful for the support we have seen from our valued Coeur d'Alene and Spokane customers choosing to shop with us for personal, professional diamond service rather than online or big chain stores. Shopping local has never mattered more.
Well said, Jane. And Clark's has been local since 1907.
By now, you've probably heard people around town saying good things about North Idaho Collision Repair Center, but you may not know exactly where they're located. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive, which is about a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry. Just go to the top of the North Hill and take the next left after the landfill, right by the Homestead Coffee Shop. You'll find North Idaho Collision Repair Center directly across from Bear Auto. If you haven't stopped in before, you're in for a real treat as you learn more about their state-of-the-art collision center. North Idaho Collision Repair Center is equipped with a Blotherm booth and is the home of the most modern paint facility within 1,000 miles. They also have a frame straightening machine that will get the job done with laser accuracy, and their factory-trained and ICAR certified technicians will restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. You can find them at 148 David Thompson Drive. Make the trip just a mile and a half north of Bonner's Ferry today and discover a local gem, North Idaho Collision Repair Center.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back here on KSPT KBFI North Idaho Radio. A quick reminder that anywhere you are, you can live stream us these days here at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Live stream any of our program, any of our noon hour talk shows. So keep that in mind, like if you're ever out of town or just not around your radio. Right now, right here on the radio, we are joined by our good friend William Friedman with the Pondere Garden Center. William, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you doing? We're doing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The sun's out. It's a gorgeous day.
Yeah, the sun is out, and I was just talking about how, you know, it just, you know, cheer everybody up. Saturday's the official first day of summer, although today kind of feels like it. But you were telling me way back in April that you guys just were having a booming year. And what do you attribute to all the great business, not only for you guys, but it just seems like all the garden centers, all the nurseries are having good seasons. What's going on?
Well, Bob, I think with the challenges that we see happening around the world, and people in many cases being stuck at home, it's created the focus to work on our yards and to just make improvements. And I think I would attribute it to that, plus the fact that we live in an amazing community and we just have incredible community support.
There's absolutely, and it's never been more evident than this last spring here, and the way that people have reacted here in North Idaho, Bonner, Boundary County, and taking care of each other and taking care of themselves. And it's great that they're still taking care of our local businesses. I know when we spoke last, you were talking about, you know, how people could just pull into your yard there on Highway 95 North Ponderay, and you would, you know, bring them their flowers or their soil or whatever it is they were purchasing. Are you guys still doing that, or have things loosened up a little bit, or how's it working?
Well, Bob, just to kind of keep everybody safe, we're still following those protocols. So we limit the number of people in the gift shop itself. We still have car service where you can pull up and simply honk your horn. You can call ahead. Of course, we deliver everything. So, yeah, we're still trying to keep safe distances and respect everybody's safety.
Yeah, good to know about the deliver everything part, because that would come in so handy, you know, if you want several bags of soil or what have you, and maybe you don't even have a pickup truck. So good to know. So what's the latest thing? Are you having any special sales going on? What's the hot items at Ponderay Garden Center right now?
You know, Bob, thanks for asking. Yeah, it's been such an amazing year. Normally, we're beginning to slow down a little bit with our inventory. That's not the case this year. We are fully stocked. As a matter of fact, we're going to do a radio special because of your invitation to have me on the radio. So starting this weekend, we're going to do a two-day sale with all plants. That's trees and perennials and shrubs. All plants 20% off Saturday and Sunday. And so we have weekly arrivals still coming in all the time. And, again, we have a fantastic inventory of trees, shrubs, perennials, you name it, we've got it. We're also going to do a special on all the bagged compost, planting mixes, peat moss, et cetera. You buy three, you get one for free, and guess what? We're going to look for you. And then finally, Bob, we're going to do concrete pavers, whether you want to do a patio, a walkway, or a driveway. 10% off. So show up on Saturday and Sunday and take a look at that. And I'm not done yet, Bob. So one of the really neatest things we've done is we're going to do half price delivery. That's half price delivery until the end of June. Half price deliveries till the end of June. We've also got just today a load of sod. So we've got fresh cut sod available. Our natural stone inventory is crazy amazing. You got to come check it out. We've got stone of every size, color, shape you can imagine. And also we have any of the annuals and veggie starts that are still here down to $1 each. And we have a giant selection of fire pits. And we have these incredible outdoor fireplaces that just arrived yesterday. Mm-hmm. And these are, you build it yourself. We have plans that take just a matter of a couple of hours. And you've got, I don't know, they're 10 or 12 foot tall. And we've got those for $1,029. So absolutely incredible. Comes with all the fire brick and everything you need. No glue, no mortar required. You just stack it up.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, you mentioned the not only the fire pits, fireplaces, the pavers, the different stones and things. You got those big rocks that have, you know, a fountain coming out of it that people like so much. That really kind of separates you from most quote-unquote nurseries.
Well, yeah, I think it does, Bob. You know, we drill the stones right here on site. We've got a couple of truckloads that people can come and select their stone, and we can talk about where to place the hole and what kind of feature they're looking for. We can make the water go up higher or spread it out more just by the size of the holes that we drill. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've repainted some of the buildings out here, and it's a real fun place. It's an old milk farm that we've converted to garden center, as you know, and it's just really fun to come out and walk around. We've got old cars and trucks that are coolers to put drinks in. You can put on your deck. We've got metal art from birds to animals. It's a lot of fun.
And Bill, while I got you here, I need some advice on my own garden. We've gotten so much rain. It's pretty typical June, but a little more than average, I think, in the last few weeks. And I've had, you know, I planted some flower boxes, a lot of petunias and things of that nature that are not necessarily looking great right now because they just, I'm guessing, because they're so saturated. Are they going to come back?
Yeah, they should be fine. You know, what you might want to do is just stick a little tool in there, maybe something like a screwdriver, so we're not doing a lot of damage, and just create some air pockets. And that'll get some more air down there, help that soil dry out. They'll come back just fine.
That's a great answer. We didn't even rehearse this. That's the perfect solution. I hadn't even considered. I'm learning more and more. It's only like my third or fourth year of doing this. So, yeah, it's all good to know. Half off delivery the rest of this month, Pondere Garden Center. Two-day sale going on this weekend. All plants 20% off Saturday and Sunday, plus great deals on the aforementioned fire pits and paving stones and things like that. William, for anybody who's never been to the Pondere Garden Center, how do you best describe where exactly you are?
Yeah, so as you're heading 95 north and you're coming into Pondere, you're going to come up to Schweitzer Cutoff Road, where we head up the mountain to go skiing, and we're basically just about half a mile north on the right-hand side of the road. We have lots of very colorful flags right out there on the street. You can't miss it.
So you're out there near the hippie store.
No, just past the hippie store down the hill, where the Bigfoot is.
Yeah, the Bigfoot. They got a van out there and everything else. Is there a website? Can people go and look at the kind of products that you have?
Absolutely. PondereGarden.com. PondereGarden.com. You can take a look at the website. Better yet, come on in, because there's so much going on here. We can't get it all on the website. You've got to see the new gazebo. It's a metal gazebo that we've just erected out in front of the big red barn. And it's absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I haven't been out there yet. I really missed our on KPND, our sister station here. We usually do that every spring, have a live remote out there on a Saturday with myself and Diane Michaels. And it was one of the highlights of our spring, you know, was to go out to the Pondere Garden Center and see everybody. Hopefully we can bring that back at some point.
We absolutely will. In fact, we may be looking at doing something this summer as summer progresses, and get a barbecue out here for everybody. And we'd love to have you guys.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Again, this weekend, two-day sale, all plants 20% off. Half off delivery through the end of this month. You can go to PondereGarden.com and learn more. Or as Bill said, you can just go out there. If you don't want to get out of your car, they'll bring you products right to you and load it up for you. And if you feel like you want to wander the grounds, which I highly suggest, it's a beautiful property, just go check it out.
Yeah, and Bob, just a real quick note, I want to thank my staff. We have the most amazing, incredible staff. Carrie Clemens, our plant manager. You talk about somebody that knows about plants. Come in and say hi to Carrie. Say hi to the rest of the staff. We're so grateful for this community.
Yeah, that's great. William Friedman, Pondere Garden Center, thanks for joining us, and keep up the good work. And folks, we've got this great weather the next 3, 4, or 5 days, so get on out to Pondere Garden Center, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy your gardens. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. We are going to take our second break here on North Idaho Thursday, and a couple of words from our sponsors. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to Misty Slater. She is the media specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. She'll be filling us in on how the 2020 census is going, how we're doing in Bonner and Boundary County by responding. She's got some interesting stats for us. And I know they advertise a little bit for employees and stuff like that. We'll find out if they're still hiring and more. So stick around.
Hello, this is Dan Clark from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. I'd like to thank everyone for their business and patience this past couple of months. It's been a very taxing time of uncertainty and concern for all. I've seen a lot of changes in my 50-plus years here at 307 Sherman Avenue, but I've never seen anything quite like this. We were already certain that love is essential, but to see how determined a man in love can be to get engaged has been the brightest light in these dark times. With so many events canceled, including graduations and weddings, it has been joyous to see love in its purest "Will you marry me?" form survive and flourish, hasn't it, Jane?
Yes, it certainly has, Dad. And I'm so grateful for the support we have seen from our valued Coeur d'Alene and Spokane customers choosing to shop with us for personal, professional diamond service rather than online or big chain stores. Shopping local has never mattered more.
Well said, Jane. And Clark's has been local since 1907.
The Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry would like to welcome you back to winning. We've pulled out all the stops during the COVID transition to give you an amazing, safe gaming experience. The casino is set up to adhere to all current social distancing requirements without sacrificing the fun of winning. We're back with our famous June Daily Spins and $10 bonus play for new Winners Club signups. The Springs Restaurant is offering an amazing array of $11 June dinner specials. We're also offering belly-busting $11 breakfast specials. It's the area's best dining in a friendly, relaxing atmosphere. And to give you a great getaway, Kootenai Falls rooms are now just $69 a night midweek. Or upgrade to a newly renovated Riverview room for just $89 midweek. The Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry would like to welcome you back to winning. To book your June getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Wilkie, Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Right now, members of VA's world-class medical team are doing courageous work, leading our nation's fight against the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. But they need your help caring for America's veterans. VA is launching an initiative to rapidly hire more healthcare professionals to join us. We need physicians, we need nurses, pharmacists, laboratory technicians, respiratory therapists, and other medical specialists. This is a unique opportunity for you to serve and help the veterans who have served and protected us all. If you want to learn more about being part of our team, go to va.gov/joinus. Or you can text VA Physician or VA Nurse to 97211. Thank you.
This public service message has been brought to you by Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here on KSBT and at KBFI, serving all of Bonner Boundary County. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It's North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined on the phone with Misty Slater. She is a media specialist with the United States Census Bureau. Misty, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Bob?
I'm great. It's been a long haul for us here at North Idaho Radio over the last several months of doing this live noon hour and, you know, bringing these COVID coverage. At least things are starting to loosen up a little bit around here, not quite as intense, but it's been something. And through all of this and through what everybody's been through, the business closures and what have you, and then the recent other current events, all of this is going on. Incredible news a year have it so far, and all of this going on, the U.S. Census continues, and it's great to have you on the show today and bring some more attention to the census. And just in a nutshell, what is the latest with the census? How are things going, and things like that?
Well, we're doing great. You know, this is the first time that you can respond online at my2020census.gov, or you can even go to 2020census.gov. And there are respond buttons, but we had surpassed our. We believed that we were going to be at 60.5%. We thought it would take longer, but we have surpassed our initial expectation.
So is that right nationwide or just here in North Idaho?
That's
or?
Nationwide.
Wow!
Right now, Boundary is at 52.9%. These are the percentages as of yesterday afternoon, and Bonner is at 45.9%, and they're closing in on their 2020 or 2010 self-response rate.
Yeah, in 2010, Boundary was a little over 64%, and Bonner County was 51%. So, yeah, like you said, both of them just about at the rate of 10 years ago. So it would appear they're going to surpass that number.
Yeah, they're on track to do it right now. 510 Idahoans have responded to the 2020 census. Idaho is ranked 15th in the nation at 65%.
Uh-huh. So people, let's explain a little bit about the census, because I think, you know, in this day and age of privacy and people can be invaded online and stuff like that, they're just wondering, you know, they might be thinking, I'm not going to fill out the census because I don't want the government tracking me. We need to dispel that rumor, correct?
Correct. First off, all the data that is collected by the Census Bureau is only used in statistical form. So it's used to provide stats. No personal information is ever given out to any agency outside of the Census Bureau. It is firmly held at the Census Bureau, is not released to anybody. So they use it to provide stats, like how many people live in your community.
Mm-hmm.
If your population has went up, and we found out in 2010 that children 0 to 5 was a harder demographic to count. Don't know why, but it was. That's a very important demographic because schools, you know, where schools are placed are depending on the data that comes in to see if they need to build a new school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want an overcrowded schoolroom. So that's important. It's important to count everybody in your household who is living there April 1st. That is like the key date that if you have people living there that don't live anywhere else, you count them at your home. Grandparents, children, nieces and nephews, if they've been living with you, you count them at your house. As a Census Bureau employee, I took an oath for life, even though my job ends at the end of the census, that if I were to come across any personal information, I cannot give that information out to anybody. It's Title 13. It's up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So they have very stringent, things that can happen to us if anybody were to release any information. So it's a very good detractor, you know, from wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time you can respond online. We have a very robust online security. We have people it's tested all the time. So all the information that you send, as soon as you hit send on your computer, that data is encrypted and it is safe at the Census Bureau. So we really want you guys to know, people who are responding, that your information, we hold it to the highest safeguards possible. And we want people to feel comfortable being able to respond to the 2020 census, because it's so important for so many different programs, like, you know, children's breakfast and lunches, mm-hmm. Healthcare, roads, you know. I mean, the money that goes down to the state and local government is based off of a population count. So if you're not going to be counted, you are risking your community losing that money for 10 years. And that can, you know, kind of pinch the penny pocket mm-hmm. for a while. So it's very important to respond for so many different things. It's not an individual, it's a community, you know, incentive. You want your community to, you know, get the money that it deserves.
Absolutely. And in case you're wondering, you know, how personal it's going to be, the Census Bureau will never ask you for your Social Security number, bank or credit card account numbers. You know something's a fraud when they do that. They'll not ask you for any money or even donations or anything on behalf of a political party. I did it. I got the thing in the mail the old school way and just filled it out and mailed it back. I thought, well, that was pretty unevasive. That was nothing. I mean, just how many people live there, and you know, and that was great. It's really that easy, isn't it?
Oh, it is. We had different mailers, and this time we had mailers that went out where you can use your census ID. You get a mailer, and it has a little number on it, and mm-hmm. you probably had it on your paper questionnaire as well. And that is just a way that the Census Bureau knows that address is legitimate. I decided to, when I responded, I didn't use my census ID because I wanted to see how long it would take to see if there was really any difference. For a family of five, it took me less than 3 minutes to respond online.
Hmm.
And I was like, wow, that, you know, I've taken surveys for like buying a dishwasher or whatever that took longer than.
Tell us how our service was. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you are interested in, like, all of our questions that we have on the census, we have a reason why we ask. And if you go to 2020census.gov, you can see the questions that we ask and why we ask them. We have a legitimate and specific reason why we ask each of these questions. So you can, if you are interested into why that we ask any of these things, you can see that online. And the 2020 census.gov site, I mean, there is just a plethora of information on there. Anything you could want to, you know about the census is on there. There's three different ways to respond. You can go respond online, you can respond by phone, or you can respond by mail when you get the paper questionnaire. And they even went above and beyond where we online, you can respond in 12 languages, including English and Spanish, and the same thing with the phone numbers. And then we have another 59 languages where we have language guides, or we even have videos online that the people, if they're speaking, you know, Cantonese, they can go and watch the video. Well, actually, Cantonese is one of the ones that you can do online or by phone. Let's say Arabic. You can respond, you can watch the video and respond online, or you can watch the video and respond by the paper questionnaire. They have really tried to encompass every language that is spoken in the United States, to include American Sign Language. And then they have, for hard of hearing, they have a phone number, and then they have large print and Braille. So they really try to encompass every language that is spoken in the United States so people can respond online
and
respond at all.
Yeah, and then hardly giving you any excuse to not. I responded in Cantonese just because it was more of a challenge. I was like, I don't know how to do this.
Just make it a little more fun.
Yeah, just try to figure out the words. Something, you know, you got to learn something new. So you're talking about the safety protocols and stuff. How do you, if somebody was really interested in getting a new school in their neighborhood, and so they go online over and over and respond, is there's safeguards against that as well, right?
Right. We want to make sure our goal is to count everyone once, only once, and in the right place. And I am not the tech savvy person, but we have data people and geography people, they go through and they make sure that this household has only responded one time. Mm-hmm. So there are safeguards in place to make sure that the address hasn't been responded multiple times.
Yeah, it's good to know. I remember in past censuses over the years, because I'm really old, that people would actually come to your door and ask you these questions. Does that still happen?
That is, and that is our non-response follow-up operation.
Okay.
And that operation is due to kick off in mid-August, and that is where a census taker will go to a household that has yet to respond, and they will knock on the door, and they will... some people might not know how to respond, especially if they speak a different language. So they will go and they will help them either respond. They'll be carrying a little handheld device. They'll either help them respond that way, or they will, help them respond if they have their paper questionnaire. So again, that's just our extra effort of making sure that we get everybody once, only once, in the right place. But yes, we will be doing that. And because of COVID, our operations mm-hmm. have been extended. So people can self-respond until October 31st,
okay.
Even though our non-response follow-up operation starts in mid-August. But the difference between the 2010 census and the 2020 census, again, is that online, availability and the quickness that if somebody had sent in their paper questionnaire, as soon as it's processed, their address is out of the system. So if they respond late August and census takers are having yet to hit that area, their address will be taken out of the non-response list and they don't have to worry about a census taker coming to their door.
Got it. So a lot of our listeners, a lot of people in North Idaho live in a very rural situation. If they don't have a get mail at their home, which most of us don't, do they get it at their PO box, or how does that work?
Well, the census only sends the mailers to a physical address. So those individuals would be part of our update leave operation, which we've already concluded in Idaho, and I check the response rates every day, and you can see that those counties that had a high update leave operation number, they're sending their paper questionnaires back, or they're responding online because they have that census ID. They go online, they can respond online if they have their, you know, paper questionnaire, or they can just send it in, or they even can call, give the representative their census ID, mm-hmm. and again, a few minutes, and then they're done. So those are coming in.
So if someone, you know, we talked about, you know, counting the number of children in your household and stuff for their lunch programs and schools and things of that nature. If you're a retiree, a retired couple, or a single, and you might be thinking, why should I fill this out? What have I got to gain? How would you answer that?
Well, if you're on Medicare, it's important. If you drive on roads, it's important. And also, I mean, I was just like flabbergasted of how important census data is. Like, it's just incredible. The nail salon I go to, the business owner told me, he goes, well, I use census data to decide where I was going to have my nail salon.
Wow.
There weren't any nail salons in this area. And I was like, okay, because it will tell you, like, you know, the percentage of the businesses. I mean, the census has... The 2020 census is the decennial census, which means it happens every 10 years. This is just one of numerous surveys that the Census Bureau puts out. The Census Bureau is the survey taker for the United States. So, I mean, just all the information, if you are in a new housing development and you don't have any supermarkets near you, this housing development might be two years old. So that data of people living in that area has yet to come into the Census Bureau, hence the 2020 census comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you respond, then business owners can look, if they're looking to open up a new, you know, franchise somewhere, they can see, oh, well, there's this new housing development out here and there's nothing around.
Yeah.
Let's go set up business. Let's go bring in a Target or, you know, the supermarket.
Open a market and a nail salon. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, and a nail salon. But yeah, so I mean, because in 2010, I remember maybe seeing a commercial. I also was like, I had come back and from the deployment because I was active duty Air Force, mm-hmm. and was getting ready to military move, and didn't really notice the commercials or anything. And so when I was applied for this job, I did some research and it was like, wow, I did not know that the census is in the Constitution and that we've been doing a census since 1790. Our founding fathers had the foresight to realize that the population count is going to be important,
mm-hmm.
across the board. And it really is. I mean, again, it's how more than $675 billion is distributed to state and local communities. So, and that's just from, you know, the decennial count. And again, it's just still mind-blowing to me of how important this data is. So it's very important. It's a civic duty to respond to the census. You know, we don't ask personal questions, just how many people are in your house, your race, ethnicity, that's not much else.
Yeah.
We do ask the phone number because they do quality control check to see if you've had any issues responding online, or if you had somebody drop off a packet, if you had any issues with that during non-response follow-up, they might, you know, hey, how'd it go? You know, was the process smooth? Was the census taker not, you know, polite and professional?
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a phone call back from the Census Bureau, but majority of the time you won't be contacted by us. Again, we don't ask for any, you know, personal information like your credit card number or political affiliation. So it's just a very simple, and honestly, it seems like they've made it even more simple because the census used to be like a big questionnaire.
Yeah, what I remember. That's why I was surprised at this year how simple, and like you said, you do it in under 3 minutes and you're done.
Right. And they took it and they split it. So we have our American Community Survey, which is the more in-depth of, like, that was more of the long-form census. And then because they realized, you know what, we need like this information more often than the population count. So they split them. And the citizenship question is not on the census. It's around 10 questions. Again, very easy to do, does not take much of your time, and it's so important to your community for the next 10 years.
And again, there's really nothing political about it. I won't ask you if you're Democrat or Republican or whatever.
You know, this is one thing that is across the board. It's important for everybody living in the United States, citizen or non-citizen, foreign exchange student. If you have a foreign exchange student living in your house, they still need to be counted. So it is just 100% population. We need to know how many people are in our nation so their local communities get their funding, accurate funding.
And Misty, you had mentioned that you had responded to an ad for the census when you got out of the service. And I know you guys were advertising earlier this spring to be a census workers. Are you still looking for workers in Bonner or Boundary County?
We are. Actually, in Bonner, we still need about 200 applicants, and Boundary, we still need about 40 applicants. And they can apply at 2020census.gov/jobs to apply. And my cousin applied, and she said it actually was pretty easy. It again, didn't take a whole bunch of time. And then you can actually check your status, too, on that website. And if you have any issues, it will give you the phone number to your local area census office, which mm-hmm. your guys' is in Boise. And then you'll be able to talk to somebody in that office that deals with the hiring.
That's great. It's good to know. And the jobs in Bonner and Boundary County, do you know, I didn't ask you this ahead of time, but so just let me know if I'm off base here. But what would those jobs be? What would people be doing? Are they actually the going door-to-door type of jobs or what?
Yeah, that would be the census taker. So since our census taker are also called enumerators, mm-hmm. and we had hired some earlier in the year for our update leave operation, and then we're hiring more for our non-response follow-up, and then we'll have our service-based enumeration, which is where we go and count people who are experiencing homelessness, and we'll be doing that in September. It was supposed to be March 30th through April 1st, but because of COVID, we were delayed, so now it will be happening between September 22nd and the 24th. So there'll be specifically trained census takers to count people at shelters, soup kitchens, you know, food, mobile food vans, and they'll be trained to do that.
Very good. Good to know. There are so several hundred jobs available in Bonner and Boundary County with the U.S. Census, and those jobs would run from when to when?
I don't know the exact dates, but I do know that since we'll be doing our service-based enumeration in September, some of those people can probably look and see that they'll be having training probably in August, getting ready for the count in September. Or if they're going to be hired for non-response follow-up, that will be starting in about mid-August. So they'll be having training probably in the beginning of August and then going as long as it takes them to go out and count the houses that have yet to follow up or to respond.
So anything we've been talking about today, if you have any questions or you want to know more, you want to apply for a job or find out more about these jobs that are available, go to 2020census.gov. That's 2020census.gov for more information. We've been talking to Misty Slater, media specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau. And thanks for joining us today. And maybe we'll have you on later in the summer to see how things are going.
That sounds like a plan, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Take care and have a great weekend. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up North Idaho Thursday and my work week. Stick around.
It's Knutson Summer Savings Time. This is Eve Knutson. Start off summer in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4. MSRP $49,070. You can buy this former service loaner for only $37,479. Or how about a new 2020 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive? MSRP $29,780. You can buy this former service loaner for only $22,432. Prices are plus tax and fees after rebate. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office, or schedule time just for you at the dealership. It's a rapidly changing environment, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to your safety and your security. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Holston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Woods Hay and Grain is your source for a wide selection of fresh and locally grown livestock and animal feed, including several non-GMO varieties, and they offer the convenience of buying your freshly milled grains in bulk. Woods Hay and Grain, your source for freshly made livestock and animal feed. For more information, visit Woods Hay and Grain on Facebook, online at woodshayandgrain.com, or stop by their feed store just 5 miles north of Ponderay on Highway 95.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Summer is in full swing at Sweet Lou's. While takeout and curbside service are always available, they're also welcoming back sit-down service at both locations, and the outside deck is open in Coeur d'Alene. Stop by today for all your Sweet Lou's favorites, smoked baby back ribs, a great variety of burgers and sandwiches, plus steak, salads, specialty tacos, and more, with a full bar in Ponderay and tons of beer on tap in both locations. On Front Street in downtown Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay, come hungry, stay late, eat well, Sweet Lou's.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back winding up our local hour here for North Idaho Thursday. We'll have another local hour for you here on North Idaho Radio tomorrow. I just want a quick reminder, folks, you have two full shopping days left until Father's Day. Just throwing it out there, not saying you need to get Dad anything, but you should. And it's going to be great weather all weekend, so get outside, barbecue with the family. And yeah, two full shopping days, no excuse not to get them something cool. If you can't think of anything, you know, a 30-pack of beer would be good. Just whatever, whatever you can do. There's entertainment starting up again in the Sandpoint area. Benny Baker tomorrow night at the Ponderay Winery. Kevin Dorn at the Back Door tomorrow. Beargrass, local favorite bluegrass band, will be playing at Matchwood from 6 to 9 tomorrow night. Saturday, of course, Farmer's Market. Should be a beautiful day for Farmer's Market downtown Sandpoint. Pamela Benton will be at the winery. Larry Hirschberg will be at Eichart's Saturday evening. Bright Moments will be playing Saturday night at the Back Door downstairs there. And Jackson Woltgen at Matchwood Brewing. And a second anniversary party going on at Utara. That is Saturday from noon until 8 with barbecue and four types of a Maiden Rock IPA. And there's a lot of things going on Saturday. Sunday, there is a Muffy Nye and the Love Bombers, a local family performance by Muffy and her kids, will be at Matchwood Brewing from 1 to 2, celebrating Father's Day. Peter Luck will be playing at the winery. So lots going on in and around Sandpoint. Oh, also Father's Day. Father's Day Hard Rock Potluck Picnic will be at Farman Park from 3 to 6. This year's High Voltage Rock and Roll will be provided by Cobra Jet and Jacob Van Noan. Music, all are welcome. Bring a chair or a blanket and a picnic basket. And that is happening 3 to 6 o'clock in Farman Park on Sunday, Father's Day, brought to you by Cobra Jet and Sandpoint Parks and Rec. Lots to do this weekend. Get on outside and enjoy the heck out of it. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Happening now in Atlanta, officer Garrett Rolfe has turned himself into police. He's facing murder charges in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks last week. Officer Devin Brosnan turned himself in earlier today on aggravated assault charges. The Supreme Court ruling today, knocking down the Trump administration's attempt to end the DACA program. It affects nearly 650,000.